Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Dam Inden production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome, welcome to this segment. We have a very special guest. We have Blue Sky Tosi here with us. She is the Comanche Nation Junior Princess and her dad, Don. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
We're glad to be here.
Now, Blue Sky, I have the great fortune of being able to take photos just around media and things like that. And I got to tell you, I think that you are such a great representative of young Native women in this day and age. And I want you to know that you are noticed. And I think that you're just as beautiful as you can be to represent, to do all of these things. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today is because you are a Toys for Tots ambassador.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the first Native American youth ambassador to be asked to be in the youth ambassador. So I think that's very cool. And I think I'm proud of that.
Absolutely. That's great. Now let's talk about how that came about. Like, have you been involved with Toys for Tots before?
I have not actually. They had contacted the Kiowa tribe. Mm-hmm. They have contacted the Kiowa tribe Head Start, and they asked if they had known of any Native American youth that had been involved in the culture as well as like that helped around with with the community and that kind of did all of it. And so Miss Dada, she had mentioned me, and then they contacted us and asked us if we would like to be the first Native American youth ambassador or youth ambassador for Toys for Tots. And so We got excited and we were like, yeah, we'll do it. So that's how we got in there.
That's history making too. So your name's always going to be right there at the first. I love that too. And, you know, especially with Natives being out there and Native girls, young Native women being out there. That's fantastic. Now let's talk about the toy drive that you're doing right now for Toys for Tots.
We have a upcoming toy drive at the Five Below store in Lawton, Oklahoma. And we're partnering with the Kiowa Tribe Head Start program and Kirk's Emergency Services. And we'll be out there December 10th from 10 to 2. And so that's where we'll be at. So.
And so when people are bringing their toys, do you want them to bring them wrapped or unwrapped, or what are kind of the guidelines that they kind of put in place for donations?
We would, if we can, we would like to have either new toys or toys that have not been opened yet.
Okay.
So.
And bring them unwrapped.
Yeah. Unwrapped, please.
And okay, so you're going to be at Five Below on December 10th?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that from 10 to 2? And that's from 10 to 2?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Then people can just bring their donations there at Five Below in Lawton. Now, where is Five Below? Is that on Cash Road?
On 82nd Street, next to Target.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Yeah. So that's so out there. And then you said you had another event with the Kiowa Tribe Head Start, or they're partnering with you on that one?
We're partnering altogether. Okay. The Kiowa Tribe Head Start and Kirk's Emergency Services.
Nice. And so let's talk about what's your deadline? Like, how long is this toy drive going? Until when? Like, when's the deadline?
The deadline is the 10th.
Okay, so that's the last day then.
Yes, sir.
The 10th is the last day. Okay. All right. I want to make sure, because I don't, what if somebody like brings a truckload of toys like on the 12th? Yeah. So, but yeah, I wanted to make sure that folks know that they can bring their new unwrapped toy to Five Below, right there on 82nd Street in Lawton. And that's right out there by Target. And they're going to be out there from 10 to 2 to collect these new toys. Now, for Toys for Tots, where do the toys go once they're donated?
We will get them, and can you help me?
Yeah. Okay, so these toys that we collect are going to be distributed to our Native youth and kids throughout this part of probably within the next or the four or five counties that we live around. So. This is the first time that they have a Native American youth ambassador. So we're kind of the first to be able to get this together for the Native children around here with the Toys for Tots Foundation. Now they've got, you know, other programs that they work with, the local firefighters, you know, different other first responders, some other stores and stuff do Toys for Tots. But this is the very first Native American, connection that they've been able to really establish around here in Oklahoma, in the southwest part of Oklahoma. So that's where the toys they'll come in to our, we're coordinating again with the Kiowa Head Start program with Ms. Dada Hangtall. They're their Head Start director. And she's got a storage facility up there where we're able to store all the toys and get them all processed. And then after that, with the help of the Toys for Tots Foundation, will work on getting them, you know, dispersed and everything to the Native children around here. So that's what that's for.
That's a fantastic thing, especially when you consider how long Toys for Tots has been in existence, and to be able to have this first foray into it right here in Southwest Oklahoma, and to be able to benefit our own Native kids is a really fantastic thing.
Yeah. Now this is the 75th year for Toys for Tots. And whenever they first started and throughout their years, they really focused on one of their biggest deals was the Navajo Nation, you know, helping the children out there. So they've worked with Native Americans, just not too much around here in Oklahoma. And so now they've decided, and, you know, they wanted to reach out to the natives around here, and they needed a youth ambassador for their program. And so that's why when they asked Miss Dada if she knew of anyone, she submitted Blue Sky's name and to their process and everything. Blue Sky was selected throughout this area and throughout the nation to be the first, you know, Native American youth ambassador. So it's like you said, it's kind of a first time around here, but, you know, we're excited to be a good part of it and do what we can to help out, you know, our Native communities. So,
and it's really important, especially with the connections that you already have by all of the community work and the philanthropy that you already do. I don't think that I've ever been seen you at a powwow or anything where you're actually sitting down. You're usually helping one of your elders or in service in some way. And so I'm just thrilled. Congratulations on securing this ambassadorship. I hope that a lot of other natives are encouraged to step up and to help. Now, speaking of that, if somebody wanted to drop off or donate toys to you before the 10th, how do they do that?
They can drop those donations off at our Head Start centers. We've got three of them. We have one in Carnegie. That's where our main office is located as well. And then we have one in Anadarko. And then we have a center in Lawton. So those centers can take those donations, and then we'll make sure we get them to the up there to the warehouse where Miss Donna's got everything stored, and, you know, we'll make sure it all gets collected and put up there and then get sent out again. So
That's amazing. Now let's talk a little bit, if we can, about this. I just have a couple of questions about the final drive on the 10th. If folks miss y'all that day, just like, hey, people aren't ending time and they get there at 4, right? if they wanted to go ahead and drop that off the next business day to the Head Start, could they still do that?
Well, that'll be on a Saturday. The 10th is, but
that's what I mean, like Monday.
If they wanted to, they could stop by any of those centers and drop them off. You know, we'll be accepting and we'll make sure that gets collected. And anytime after that, if there's still people that want to donate, you know, whether it is toys unwrapped or if they even want to give a monetary donation, you know, sometimes it's just a little more convenient to do that than go out and shop for a toy. You know, those are collected as well. And that money and the finances that are collected, that all that money is turned around and used to buy toys. So everything's going to be put back to that program, Toys for Tots Foundation. You know, nothing's kept or rolled over or anything. Everything's going to be dispersed as soon as we're able to catalog it or get it, accounted for. Then we can get it turned back around into the toys and then back out to our native children. So.
Yeah, that's good, especially, you know, when you need so many different age ranges, right? To me, and like, I like, you're speaking my language right there. It's like, here's a donation, go get what y'all need. Cause I don't know. It's like I said, I'm not a parent. I'd get a toy that I'd want. Some kid would have some nerd like boggle toy. But you know, there's nerd kids out there too. But I wanted to go ahead and remind folks that if you wanted to donate a toy for Toys for Tots for Blue Skies Drive, you can drop your donations off at any of the Kiowa Tribe Head Start centers in Carnegie, Anadarko, and Lawton. You can also drop your toys off from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on December 10th at 5 Below and in Lawton, and that's out on 82nd Street by Target. So you can take your new unwrapped toys there. And until then, you can drop them off during normal business hours at the Kiowa Tribe Head Start. I think I just said that. And you can also donate cash if that's easier for you as well. And they'll make sure that these gifts get to the Indian kids out here. Have I forgotten anything? Did I miss anything?
Just kind of filling in for Blue. She, we've been working on this. She was selected in October. And so as soon as she was selected, we hit the ground running and we tried to make connections with some of the different organizations and things to start these toy drives off. And so we talked with the Native American Marine Corps Association. And we made contact with them and they invited us to their meetings. And so Blue Sky was able to get up and share her information, you know, that she was selected and what we're doing. And, you know, they were just thrilled that we now have a Native American Youth Ambassador and that's going to be part of the, you know, Toys for Tots Foundation. And so whenever they had their, the Marine Corps powwow, they invited us to come back and set up a table and take donations, and it was a really good turnout. You know, we had people brought in toys, you know, we had people come by and just make monetary donations. You know, they were, you know, just wanting to help out any way they could. And then we had a few raffles that we've sold, and all that money was, you know, put right into this program so we can purchase, you know, the toys and stuff. So, you know, we've been working ever since she was selected to build up as much as we could. It's kind of a short time between October and December. So we've really been trying to hit every much as much we can, you know, setting up tables here or there. We've been to a couple of powwows where we've had her Toys for Tots Foundation table set up. And again, you know, took donations or the monetary, you know, raffles that we've sold on the different items and things. So it's been a good deal. And now this, her title will run until next October, the end of the September. So even after December, we're going to continue on you know, raising funds or collecting toys to prepare for next year, you know, whenever the next Native American Youth Ambassador is selected, we want to give them something, a good platform to begin on and be able to launch off of, you know. So that's one of our main goals, is to build it up as best we can, so whenever the next one takes over, they can do it even better, you know. So that's what we're really working for, is, you know, our kids. We want all our kids to have a good Christmas, but also, you know, to show this leadership through Blue's ambassadorship. I call her Blue Sky, but for her, you know, to be out there and like, she does a great job as the princess, and as everything she does, we've always tried to be a positive and good role model. So that's one of the things we're working for.
And that's a really excellent example to leave it better than you found it.
Yeah.
kind of thing, and being able to really lay a strong foundation for this whole organization, for the entire future of it. It's a big responsibility, but it seems like y'all got it handled in a great way. And it's like I said, I'm so proud to see young natives get involved this way. And I encourage you to continue on and to continue to represent our natives, and especially Native women, in the way that you have, because you're doing a fantastic job, and I greatly appreciate what you do for your community and us.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. Now, I do have one more question. Will there be a Santa with braids? Please say yes to a Santa with braids. I'm just throwing it out there. Something to think about. Just think about it. I'm just saying. I would have liked to see a Santa with braids. I don't think I've ever seen one, so.
Not busy. He may make a stop by.
Well, thank you again to Blue Sky Tosi, the Comanche Nation Junior Princess and very first ever Native American Youth Ambassador for Toys for Tots, and her dad, Don. Thanks for taking the time to come on the show and talk to us about this project. Now, don't forget, if you want to donate, you can always donate cash, or if you want to donate a new unwrapped toy, you can take that to any of the Kiowa Tribal Head Start centers during their normal business hours, or you can go to Five Below in Lawton on December 10th from 10 to 2. They'll be out there collecting those new unwrapped toys for this project. It's a beautiful thing for Southwest Oklahoma, and I'm sure these Native kids are going to have a fantastic Christmas because of y'all's work. So thank you again for coming on the show, and please keep us posted about the things that you're doing in the future, and so we can help you promote that right here at Talk Jive.
We sure will. Thank you for having us.
Thank you
so much. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to The Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Dam Inden production, distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, you can email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. You can always catch past episodes of all segments wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your support.